We are learning Masechta Chulin, Daf Yudalid Amud Aleph, and we are starting a new Mishnah. It's a new sugya. This sugya goes for a blat and a half, a little more than a blat and a half. It's a famous sugya. It's very negeya. The sugyas of Muksa and Shabbos. It's a Shas sugya, very important sugya. Kedai to learn it well. Zok the Mishnah. Hashoychet b'Shabbos v'yom Kippurim. Someone makes a shchita chas v'shalom on Shabbos. Where you're not allowed to make a shchita on Shabbos. It's an issur until it's a shama. Uviyam Kippurim also you're not allowed to make a shchita. So afa pishum ischayev ben afshay. Even though you're chayev misa on Shabbos you're chayev skilo and on Yom Kippur you're chayev karis. Still shchitas ekshera. Even though you did something very wrong, still the shchita is kosher. So first of all, there's a kasha of nachreinim here. That we know there's a halacha, i'ovid loy mahani. It's machlokes amarayim in mesechtas tamura. If you do something, the Torah doesn't let you, there's a work or not. So, chari here, if you're not allowed to do it, why is it kosher? It sounds like it's a mishnah, it's a kuliyama. It's kosher. Why don't we say, i'ovid loy mahani? So, it's fashidim terutzim in the achrayim. One of the terutzim are, and the only time we say, i'ovid loy mahani is if that doesn't work will fix up the iser. For example, let's say you're not allowed to take off truma on Shabbos. The Rabbanon happens to be. We say it doesn't work, so it won't be a truma, so I'll help you out. It won't work. But here, the netil shama is done no matter what. It won't help by not eating it. It won't fix the issa. And therefore, it's chitat ksher. It's one of the terutzim. That's one kasha. Another kasha is what Taisus asks. Taisus asks that the more it's tzad, even if it's mezid. If it's mezid, the chare, the guy is a mumar. He's a mumar l'chal of Shabbos. We said a mumar to l'chal of Shabbos is one of the cases that even it's not the whole Torah, but you're not allowed to do Shechita. Shechita is possible. So here, the Sheikh of Shabbos is a Mumar. If he's a Mumar, so a Mumar L'chal Shabbos, so how he's allowed to do Shechita? It's be possible. Mamas Abam B'kasha. So if Frank Tosis, Tema, even Mezid, Heich Shadot Aksher, a Mumar L'chal Shabbos is also L'chal Shabbos. So Tosis first says, maybe Teretz is, that talking about Betzinah. The whole time, it's L'chal Shabbos is considered like Nagot Shechita, it's only for Fahesi, only in public. But here's maybe it's Betzinah. But he still has a kasha because if you're a mayor, it doesn't go. He says another tarot. He says, "Boy, the shloimer shum pam achas lechash of mumah." So, what does Tosfos mean by this tarot? Maybe he's saying is one time is not enough to become a mumah. Maybe a few times. But other rishonim type Tosfos a little different. He's like this gevaldik pshat. When are you over the tiras shama? When you finish the shchita. So it comes out when you're doing the shchita, you weren't a mumah yet. It's only at the end of the shchita of a mumah, and therefore pam achas is kasha because you weren't a mumah yet. That's what you want to learn. So we really have three truths to this kasha. We have either because it was betzina, not befahesia, or because muma has to be a bunch of times, or because it's not a muma until you finish a shchita. So tomorrow vayta. So our Mishnah says that v'shech b'shabes chitas k'shera. Amar Rav Huna Dorish Chia by Rav Mishmei de Rav Asura b'achil liyoma. And we'll see later on Daf Tezvav. The reason is he compares to Yom Kippur. It's Yom Kippur. It's chitas k'shera. But you allowed to eat it today? No, it's Yom Kippur. Shabbos also, it's kosher, but you can't eat it today. You can't eat it. You eat it right after Shabbos, but not on Shabbos. That means even if you want to eat the raw meat, you can't eat it on Shabbos because it's also to eat. Now why? We're not sure why. I have to explain it. So, Dorash Chiyah Barav Ashrei Derav Asur Bachilu Yoyma. It's also Chil today. V'nasmin Chav Raya Lameymar Rabbi Yehudi. That I was saying, it's also to eat on Shabbos. They said it's Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, which Rabbi Yehuda? So, the Gemara first is going to try to explain that maybe it's a shiloh of muksa, and we'll bring different Rabbi Yehudas who talk about a different type of muksas, and we'll try to declare is this muksa or not. So Mara says, "Hey Rabbi Yehuda, which Rabbi Yehuda are you referring to when you say it's Rabbi Yehuda?" Amar Rav Abba, Rabbi Yehuda da Achanahi. It's Rabbi Yehuda of Achanahi. It's a type of muksa. The Tanah, learn to the Mishnah. I think it's one of the last Mishnahs in Masechta Shabbos, if not the last. Mechatchim is that the luim lefnei abehema ves an avel lefnei aklavim. It says, you're allowed to cut gourds in front of a behema, and the nevela lefnei klavim. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, im loy hoysa nevela merav Shabbos, asura lefina she'enim en amuchan. So we'll talk about nevela first, we'll go back to the gloom in a second. So we have here, a nevela means, behema died on Shabbos. Now, it's going to start smelling, and also you have a dog maybe you want to feed. So it says over here, you're allowed to give the nevela to the klavim. Who says, what are you talking about? It's muksa. It was not muchan me'erev Shabbos for dogs. It was not set aside for dog food. And therefore, since it's not muchan, it's muksa. What's the shayla by the luim? And Pasha sounds like who does not argue on the luim. So we'll learn like Rashi's pshat, that the luim means luim tlushin. And what's the chiddush allowed to cut it? It was already tallish before Shabbos. It was detached before Shabbos. What's the shayla allowed to cut it? Shayla is allowed to be tereach by an animal. And the chiddush is, you're allowed to be tereach to make something into a food for an animal. That's a chiddush of mechatchin the luim. But what the gay ass is, machlekes by nevela. that the Tanakhama says I can give Nevel Fina Klavim because Lamaisa, right now, it's royal Klavim. Why should you Muksa? It's food, royal for Klavim. That's not Muksa. Rui says no. But beginning of Shabbos, it wasn't Mukha for Klavim. It was supposed to be for a person. And it was going to be for a person either to plow and be Megadol Bonim or even to Shech, to eat, for a dog is a loss. There was not Mukha for that. Since it's not Mukha for that, therefore it's Muksa. Before Shabbos, this behemoth you didn't shecht, right? So obviously, when Shabbos came in, was this made for to eat for Adam? Of course not. You're not shecht on Shabbos. So since it was not prepared for Adam before Shabbos, it's muksa. So even if someone goes ahead and does an issa and shechts it, it's muksa, and therefore you can't eat it. That's what we want to tell you. It's muksa because it's not prepared for before Shabbos. So the Gemara, I'm like, Abaye, me dummy. It's not a good dinyan to there. Hasam. There it's different. There, it was beginning of Shabbos, before Shabbos, it was considered royal for Adam. That's what it's set aside for. Servicing people. And now, it's and now you said you want to give it to Klavim. That's right, not prepared for Klavim. There, Lemaisa, before Shabbos was made for Adam, it's going to be steak one day, now it's a steak also. So what's the problem? Why is it Muksa? So Amara says back to you, no. It's not true. Mi saras behema b'chayel achila emedas is behema while it's alive considered mucham for eating. Emedas behema achila emedas behema b'chayel agadol emedas. It's set aside to be megadol bonim to give offspring. That's what I have a behema for. I have a behema for that. So don't tell me that the behema is mucham to eat. If behema is mucham to eat, it has to be shechted before Shabbos. But when Shabbos came in, that behema was set aside like gadol banim. I still want to use that behema. So it's not called mukhan. Don't ask me, oh, it's mukhal adam. It's not called mukhal adam. It's mukhal gadol and not mukhal loichel. So Gemara says, if you're right, Gemara says back to you. Oh, so you're telling me, oh, it's not mukhan. Why? Because it's made legadol. So let me ask something. Yochi behema Rabbi Yehuda v'yontav v'echashchitinan. Yontav also has mukhsa. Actually, yontav has a bigger mukhsa than Shabbos even. So, if you're Rabbi Yehuda, how do you ever shecht the behema? It's not mukhan. You can't shecht the behema on yontav. It's mukhan legadol. So he answers, and I'll tell you why. Amalai, amedes l'achil amedes legadol. It has both things. Nishchata, when you shecht it, hovera l'achil amedes. If you shecht it on yontav, it's megadol l'mafreya that was omer l'achil. Loi nishchata, if it wasn't geshecht, and like on Shabbos, it wasn't shecht before Shabbos, hovera, it's mavoya now, the legadol amedes. That's a gadol amed. So answer like this at this point, that really it's oimid la gadol or la achila. The reason I hail hashecht on yontiv, it's oimid la gadol. It's muksa. Teretz says no, because you could do brayer on yontiv. You'll show that it was always mukhan la achila. But Shabbos you can't show on Shabbos because now I'll do shechita on Shabbos. So therefore it's muksa. So we're going right now. That what? You had what for Pesach? Right, for Pesach geshechten. Right, before Pesach, okay.
And now you didn't shecht on Pesach.
Right.
Right. How
come Shavuos? Have to shecht on Shavuos? Yeah, because it's Megala. No, you don't need it for Pesach. It's Megala from that Ben HaShemashos of Shavuos was Oymer Legal. You don't need it from Pesach. It's every day has its own muksa. Every yontav has its own muksa. So if Ben HaShemashos of Shavuos is Oymer Lachila, it's enough. So if you shecht on Shavuos, it's Megala that really, from Ben HaShemashos already, was Oymer for my steak. That was going to be our meal on Shavuos. So that works. Yeah, it was a Gadol or Pesach, but it's fine. Now it changed. Behema eventually will change. Eventually, because it's going to be Royal Achila one day when it gets old, and it can't be Gadol Bonim anymore, it'll be Royal Achila. So when you do that, it showed that it was Mevar Lachila. So now we're saying like this. Shabbos, you don't have the Mevar things, so it's Muksa. Mashiach, you don't have to do have it. But Freyti Gemara, it's not true. Less later, Yehuda Breira, that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of a dinner Breira, so you can't tell me the reason why I shecht on Yontiv is because I could choose and say that on Yontiv I'll decide if it was Oymed for Achila or Oymed Legadal. I can't say that, he doesn't hold a Breira. So then why, if Rabbi Yehuda holds as a problem of Muksa, so why is a Mut the shecht on Yontiv? Must be that it's Oymed La Achila. That it's mucha la'adam, it's considered prepared for Adam, it's oymid la'achila, and therefore if I shecht it on yontiv, I'm allowed to eat it. Why? Because it's mucha la'adam. If that's the case, so now what's pshat in our Mishnah says chazot kasherah, and Rav says that you could, it's kosher, but you can't eat it on Shabbos. And we said it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's muksa. It's not true. You don't find the Rabbi Yehuda holds it's muksa in such a case. You only find Rabbi Yehuda holds it's muksa by an avela that happened to became an avela on Shabbos. Now I want to feed it to the dogs. There we say, since an Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov is muchan la'adam, and now it's being given to klavim, muchan la'adam leva muchan la'klavim. For klavim was not prepared for that, therefore it's muksa. Masha Inkain, for Adam, it is Ksir Mukhal Adam. What's the Raya? Yontif is the Raya. I'm a Lash Shechta Yontif. It doesn't hold of Brera. So why Lash Shechta on Yontif? Because it's Ksir prepared for people from before Yontif. If that's the case, so Shabbos as well. Shabbos as well, it should be considered prepared Ladam. Mukhal Adam, I'm Mukhal Adam. And therefore, if I Shechta on Shabbos, Rav says he can't eat it. Why? I'm going to Rav Yehuda. If you Rav Yehuda to come out, it should be Mutter to eat it on Shabbos, just like it's Mutter to eat a Shechita on Yontif. And don't ask me from the case of Nevela Leklavim, because there, it's different. There, it's not Mukhan Leklavim. It's Mukhan Ladam. It's not prepared for Klavim. That's why there it's Muksa. Masha'inkin, on Shabbos, it should be Mutter. It should be Mutter, not Muksa. As long as there was an Isser done, and it was Yishachtim, but it's Muksa, it's not a problem. So we have to explain why Chiyah Barav is saying that Shchitasa Kasheira, but on Shabbos Tasa. And he said it's going according to Rav Yehuda. Which Rav Yehuda is this? We have to come back to that. But before we come back to that, we're going to explain where do we see Rav Yehuda does not hold a Breira. It says Rav Yehuda does not hold a Breira. Where do you see that? And because Rav Yehuda doesn't hold a Breira, that's why we're saying we don't have Pshat and Rav. If he held a Breira, then we could say that we have Pshat in Rav, because on Shabbos, you can't shecht. This doesn't apply Breira here, because on Shabbos, you definitely can't shecht it on Shabbos, so therefore it's definitely Mevarel Mafreya that it's Legadel. And on Yontif, you could do Breira. But now they're saying Rav Yehuda does not hold a Breira, doesn't hold a Breira at all, so it must be holds Muchan La'adam from before Shabbos, called Muchan La'adam on Shabbos, or on Yontif. Either way. So therefore, it's Shver. Now, what's Pshat in Rav? But we're going to just learn a little bit here, where do we find Rav Yehuda less lay Breira?